everybody knows, the longest eclipse in the Saris will cross China in 2009, which is less than 2 years away from us till the eclipse. I had the pleasure of meeting Lin Lam in Hangzhou, which is a couple of hours southwest of Shanghai, in March, where she teaches at a wonderful high school with students who are very interested in astronomy. They have a very nice observatory. They do very good observations. And we were able to travel to some eclipse sites. And she will now talk about eclipse sites in China.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm come from China. This is my city, Hangzhou, near the Shanghai. Yang is Beijing, far from Beijing. But this city is a really, really beautiful city. You can see the hill and the lake. This is the city. You can see the Baskov and his wife who visit our city this spring. This is our province newspaper. The Baskov visit our school with my student. The Hispanic just back American. He visited our school too. This is our teacher. They very interesting astronomy. This is my school. Very ancient, famous school. This is a group is astronomy team. This is my student. This is my student. This is my school observatory. This is a telescope. Some students like take a picture. This is Venus transit. Luna eclipse, Jupiter, the moon, yeah. This is a Mercury transit, March. This picture, take with me. I went to Egypt 2006. Yeah. This area have a large number human people in living here. Maybe 2009 will be most people watching this eclipse because in China the population is very large. So I think this area, the traffic condition is very convenient. So it will be very lot of people traveling here. So I think it will be large number of people see this eclipse. Most famous city in here, Chengdu, Chongqing, Wuhan, Nanjing, Hefei, Hangzhou, Shanghai, all on this area. Jay Baskov visited our school. Some students are very interesting. Choice some good observation city for total solar eclipse in 2009. A little group is working. This is me, my student. This area have a lot of place very beautiful. Yeah, Emei Mountain. This is Emei Mountain in West China. This is there's a dam, Yangtze Three Judges Dam, very famous. This is a Yellow Mountain. If sometime in this mountain can see cloud is below, the sky is sunny. So maybe someone go to here will have a good choice. This is West Lake, very beautiful lake. This is Tianhuangping Dam, but so large mountain far from my city, 2 hours by bus, but on top has a very nice hotel, very nice hotel. Jay Baskov chose this hotel for 2009. The location information of the site. The first trip, because I want to find a good site. So this is our first trip. The yellow line is our trip. Yellow line is our trip. This is the Hangzhou. Here is Yanguan, and Qingshan. Here is Zhapu. Here is Jiaxing. Here is Yuxing. Yu Xin just on the on central line. From here, Qiantang River. Qiantang River. Here is the longest river. The Qiantang River tide, a famous tide. This is Yanguan Coast. Can see the tide. This is my student just walking. This is a Necro Power in here. We are walker. Yeah. Here is a new bridge. It is 36 kilometer long. Maybe it is longest river in the world. Central line just through the bridge. It is really beautiful. In here, there are man-made island. Maybe this is a good site. This is Jiaxing. Here is Jiaxing. Jiaxing. Very village. Very lot of village. Because economic is this area is very rich. So the building is very beautiful. You can along the road, you can see everywhere have building. So this is Jiaxing, a very beautiful little city. I think the electricity is very important in education. Especially in school, lot of school just through the central line. This is Jiaxing number one high school. This is Yuxing middle school. This is the central line just through their school. Maybe it is a very good site. This is Tianhuangping. The sky is very blue. It is a very good site. This is a cloud age from 1993 to 2004. This I think is important because not everyone have same cloud. Some are less, some cloud. Some year are sunny. You can see a regular. This regular, I can see the 2009 will be a good weather. Yeah. Thank you. The cloudy is a regular. Visibility. This is a very visibility. This is a raining for all have same regular. So it is important information. Typhoon is another problem. But this you can see typhoon in Zhejiang. Everyone has typhoon come to Zhejiang, but also have regular. Two thousand nine just less typhoon. Yeah. Some year no typhoon. Some year the typhoon are often. This is another information about West China for 2008. Here is Yiwu, Hami, but we chose a site Gongpochuan. Here, from main way, 200 kilometer. The road is very good. Have wind power. Not a lot of hill and a mountain. Has a hotel, school, and network bar. This is a network bar. Bank. This is a bank. I will go to Gongpochuan for 2008 with my student. It is a very long journey because China is very large. thank you for attention, my speaker. I hope you can understand me. Welcome to China in 2009. Welcome to Hangzhou. Welcome to my school, Hangzhou High School. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. I think we could all understand that, and I think that was very interesting. Thank you very much. Is there a question for Luma? Okay, thank you. Yes? What a question. Yes, Jen?
How common is it for a high school to have an observatory?
How common is a high school have an observatory?
Do all high schools have observatories?
Do many high schools have observatories?
No, only less high school have observatory team. But my astronomy team is very famous in China.
So it's a very special place, and I think we're lucky to have her there. So thank you very much.